The Syracuse chapter of the YWCA is getting plenty of social media responses from individuals and businesses alike participating virtually during the Stand Against Racism Week. WAER community reporter John Smith says the executive director believes the conversation is as important now, maybe even more than ever.
Fannie Villarreal says the stress created by COVID-19 is causing extreme hardships in already vulnerable populations.
With all of this shutting down the businesses, the majority of the people that lose their jobs are minority.
The YWCA is recognizing Champion of Diversity awardees daily this week, businesses and employees that work year-round to eliminate racism and lend a helping hand.
In the morning, we're going to build the new Champion of Diversity for the day. In the middle of the afternoon, we're going to provide some sort of racism topics and education. And then in the afternoon, we're going to call for action.
Groups can get together and share a book about racism. Villarreal's group is led by a Syracuse City school teacher aiming to reach youth.
How we can learn about racism, and specifically in the classroom. Now, I'm not a teacher, but I have a lot of after-school programs, and I want to learn how to do that as well.
For more about the Stand Against Racism Week, visit ywca-syracuse.org. John Smith, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.